Afropac seek to play a key role in enhancing public accountability as a joint effort in fighting corruption in African countries. Cassiano Wadri, chairperson of the Public Account Committee in Uganda's parliament, helped spearhead Afropac.
The body is supposed to guide the member states by way of disseminating and sharing experiences about technical and internationally accepted standards of holding governments to account. You know, accountability is a very crucial aspect in any development endeavor. It is a sign of maturity of democracy that whoever entrusts you with the resources on behalf of the taxpayers also demands accountability.
Wadri says it is time African public account committees join hands to ensure that public funds in member states are used for what they are intended for, improve economic development and living standards of the African people.
You know how much damage has been done to very many African economies and countries through corruption. And it is only through the ample work, the professional work that will be carried out by this continental organization, that Africa will be able to get rid of corruption on its soil. And that is going to be a very big engine for economic prosperity and development in this continent.
Most African countries are underdeveloped and many have failed to end widespread corruption, which compromises infrastructural development and efforts to combat poverty. According to Afropac's charter, it shall have an open membership to all African states and shall hold its meeting annually and have a rotational leadership. Wadri emphasized that Afropac will fight corruption across the continent.
Afropac is going to have a lot of its powers, and more importantly, it is going to be an affiliate body of the Organization of African Unity. And being an AU organization as it were, and that we want it to be, it will have direct linkage with the Pan-African Parliament. And once it has got that linkage, it will wear the political clout of ensuring that internationally recognized standards of accountability are adhered to.
Afropac, to be based in Tanzania, is expected to be officially launched into a functional organization in Arusha during the next regional meeting in September. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.